Hey, it's Flashback Friday. It's almost Flashback Saturday at this point. Nonetheless, hey, it's Jeff. It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. Carolina!
What?
You want to come say hello to your fans? Maybe she'll come in. We're doing a best of today. Yeah, we're doing a best of. We're flashing.
Fans, how are you?
We're flashing back, Carolina. There's
enjoy,
Jackson.
Please. Enjoy it.
There's Jackson. We're flashing back to about 4 years ago. Wow. When Wabin hadn't been in our house in a while. While is that word. And Wabin came to visit with Johnny Fomolari. Carolina? Is that exciting?
That's exciting. I don't remember the podcast. Let's listen to it.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, let's listen.
All right, everybody. You want to contact us? How do you do it?
516-637-3254.
We're radio professionals, everybody.
Enjoy, guys.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
I think I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Y vuélveme en taoínos que viene azotando. La está botando, lo está acabando, la está matando. ¡Cha! ¡Ay, ay, ay, chiquitita!
Yeah.
That was a yeah.
I heard that one. Hey, guys, it's the Carolina Cadillo Show. I'm Carolina.
Hey, Jeff here.
Jeff.
Yeah.
You know Wabin's got like 5 million jobs now, right?
Of course.
So, you know, let's call him. See what he's doing. Let's see.
All right.
Let's see if he can,
okay,
he can come on for a couple of minutes. I talked to him yesterday. He said
Tuesday,
come on.
You didn't say the day. Tuesday.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Today's
all right, it's the wrong show.
June.
I put the wrong show.
27?
Hold on.
Oh,
wait.
Okay.
That's not the right show.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Everywhere.
Here is the right show. Right here. This is the one. Enjoy this one. Thanks, Revolver. We love you. Here's a lower for you. There's a laugh.
I love that part. That's my favorite part.
Even when I'm live, that's still a shitty song.
That's a good song. That brings happiness.
That's a good song because you got paid to do that fucking shit song.
Okay.
That's a happy song right there.
Okay, I'm excited today because, Jeff, after how many months of not being together, are we back together again?
I think it's like a year. I don't think Wabin's been in this house in a year, right?
You're right, a year. It's right.
He quit, man.
He quit, and he left Long Island and never said goodbye to us. He just took off, right? Took off with the family. It's like we never existed, right?
It's like he kidnapped his family in New Jersey.
I feel like I never left. I mean, Eddie's still fighting a storm, you know, when he sees me walking the door.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what's the worst part? Wabin told me that he moved on up, like the Jeffersons. That's why he hasn't come back.
Yeah, I did move on up. I moved on to a fourth floor walk-up.
I was going to say he's got a 10th floor walk-up or something.
Hey, guys, January 27th.
Wow.
It's the Carolina Cadillo Show. It's a Friday. Woohoo!
Yeah,
I'm Carolina.
I'm Wabin.
Hey, Jeff here.
And me, Johnny Fomolari.
We have Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
All right.
Yeah.
Wow. It's like the old days here.
I know. I mean, seriously, you guys must have something going on Long Island to come, you know.
We know it wasn't for us, right?
Of course not.
I actually came over to record a demo with you because I'm looking for a job.
Like the beach isn't open. I'm trying to figure it out.
And I have a 9:30 court appointment.
Oh. Is that an ex-wife or something? Or?
Lack of payment. But,
oh, okay.
Right. Let's keep the personal stuff personal.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
I actually thought of Wabin this morning because I was watching NBC Today with Matt Lauer, and they have ex-Presidente Fox on TV, you know, the whole wall situation with Donald Trump. But so Matt Lauer introduces Vicente Fox, and Vicente Fox goes on and says, "Good morning, Matt. Good morning, Natalie. Good morning, United States."
Yeah, exactly. Matt Lauer was on the phone right away with ICE to have him deported. They said, "He's already in Mexico. I don't care. Cross him over and deport him again."
Usually the first thing he says is, "I'm not going to pay for the fucking wall."
I know.
That's the first thing he says on TV.
They bleep that out. He says, yeah.
He always says that.
So, I don't know. What do you guys think about this whole... I mean, do you think the wall thing is going to happen?
Claro que va a pasar.
¿Tú crees?
I mean, lo dijo específicamente que iba a subir en solo meses... La pared, of course, it's
not going to take months. But first of all,
oh, I think it's going to take years.
It's going to take years. First of
all, no. El armar la pared, yes, it's going
to
take
years.
He's
trying to tax Corona. That's what he's going to put 20% on Corona beer. You know,
I know, but what you're saying, but what he's saying is that it's going to the process is going to go up right away. You know what I'm saying? They're going to start building it. You know, and like I said, they hired Lopez Construction to,
They said one way or another they're going to pay for it.
You think it's going to say Trump on the wall?
And big neon lights.
Like everything he builds.
I don't know. I mean, so far, and the big deal still is that how many people actually showed up at the inauguration. And he's still posting photos. And then you had Kelly and Conway yesterday. Matt Lauer, you have not answered the question.
By the way,
there were not that many people.
I'm sorry. I don't know what the hell is up with Kelly and Conway, but the more makeup they put on her, the shittier she looks.
Right?
Holy fuck. I mean, this was a Good Morning America. to Today Show, whatever the fuck it is.
Some things you can't fix, man.
Holy
you know?
I mean, she looked like she fell down the ugly tree and hit every French
town. Oh, no, Vivian. Welcome, Mujera. But like I told you the other day, I did not know she was a stand-up comedian 20 years ago.
Oh,
did you know
it's
that,
horrible.
Johnny? You knew that? Okay, I didn't know that.
Horrible.
I did not
know that she was a stand-up comedian?
Yeah, she had done some small show. I forgot that had seen her.
Yeah.
I don't think she was very good at it.
No, she wasn't. Remember, we heard it the other day. She was horrible.
There were crickets in the background.
Was she like the Passé Jack Tonight Show? That lasted like 2 days.
It was horrible.
I don't know.
The Magic Johnson Late Show. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Magic Johnson had a...
He had a talk show, yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
How long did it last?
Not that long that you don't even remember it.
Nobody wanted to kiss him. They come out, they wouldn't shake his hand.
Let's just say that he has HIV over there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so they also
said... that was messed up.
What happened?
I got to say myself. That was...
Unnecessary.
Melania Trump supposedly will be moving to the White House in a couple of months after Barron gets out of school, but they're saying that she wants to make major, major changes to the White House.
What is she going to... I mean, what can you do to the White House?
Put a stripper pole in it.
True.
There you go. Have it the old padded toilet seat.
Yeah, or a little walkway, like a little runway, so she can practice modeling like in the old days, things like that.
The Lincoln Room will turn into the orgy room instead of...
There you go. The garden's going to be a runway. Michelle Obama's garden, and they're going to just put a red carpet over it.
I wonder if they're going to keep the garden. Remember Michelle's garden?
That thing's done.
They haven't talked about it. So Trump went on the Air Force One for the first time yesterday, and he said he was in awe of it. Of all the money he has, he said... He could not believe the phone system, security system.
But wasn't he, like, when the day before the inauguration, didn't they travel him in one of those United States...
He flew in, I forgot what they call it. I don't know if they call it Air Force Two or something. He did fly in one of the planes, but not the high-tech one.
The high-tech one he flew in yesterday.
Remember, Air Force One is the top of the line.
Yeah.
Exactly.
In everything.
Exactly. And did you know the beast, the limo the president rides in?
Yeah.
The door is so heavy... The president can't open it himself. It takes a couple of people to open the door.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It contains its own blood, blood type and all this other stuff.
By the way, what a douchebag show-off flying from Washington to Philadelphia. It's like a 20-minute car ride. It's not 20 minutes, but it's like it could be there now.
It's a long car. Dude, are you kidding me?
It's 2 hours.
Washington, D.C. I mean,
it's like 2 hours.
What do you want to do? Okay, Melania, pack up the kids and we're going on a road trip.
You're going to fly to Philadelphia from Washington?
You're going to get a camper.
Right? There you go.
But listen, if you're the president of the United States, Jeff, wouldn't you?
Of course.
All right, then. I'd take Air Force One just to go to the 7-Eleven.
But that's not the kind of trip where the plane goes up, and then the next thing they're telling you is, oh, but we're preparing to land. You know what I mean? Like, I bet it's a 20-minute flight from Washington to Philadelphia.
Excuse me, Kellyanne. Prepare the Winnebago One for us, please. Jesus. Well, that was a fucking joke.
Jeff, where's his bell? You forgot his bell. Where's his bell?
How long is the flight from Washington to Philadelphia?
It's not that long, Jeff. It's short.
I'm asking Siri, Carolina.
Make sure you explain to it that it's not a pigeon that you want to know by plane.
Yeah, she always says, as the crow flies.
Oh.
I found this on the web for how long is
I don't want to know how long on the web. Oh, please. All right, forget about it. I tried.
So, yesterday, I have to say this real quick. I got offended yesterday, Wibby.
Why'd you get offended?
Johnny, I get offended because I go to... a Spanish bodega because I was in mood for beans, all right, because I don't know how to make them. So anyway, I go, and una mujer mayor, like me, maybe 70.
Me da gusto que ella haya realizado que ella está mayor.
Una mujer mayor como yo, like 70.
Whoa.
No, pero entonces,
you look great for your age, by the way, if you're like 70.
But anyway, so I'm paying for the beans, and I open my wallet, and in my wallet is a picture of Jeff and our wedding photo, right? And she goes, oh, my God. I go, well, what happened? Oh, my God. Is that your husband? How did you land him? Tell me. What happened? Did he give you the papers?
Look at you. I need the secret. How you got the green card? I bet you got green card for a month.
That always happens to me. I don't know why.
Look at me. All right?
No, it's not you. It's called Trump. Okay, and she's scared. That's what
the Trump effect.
Believe me, Jeff is not the winner in this relationship. Okay?
Oh my God! Thank you, women. Anyway, so yeah, I was like, no, I said we, I I said, you know, he came after me and we got married. And,
you explained them that love is blind?
There you go. That's exactly it. That is the truth.
Jeff is the only one that goes to a party and they introduce the wife as the waitress at the fucking
place. Someone, remember you came to the party at my parents' house, remember?
Remember that? They thought I was the maid.
Someone asked you for food.
No, that was your dad's funeral, actually.
Excuse me, Consuelo, yeah. Can you get a little bit more of my matzo balls?
Yeah.
Can I have another drink, please?
Yeah. I don't want to disrespect you or anything, but if you did put a maid suit on, you do have that maid kind of look.
Oh, there you go. God. See that?
No, the lady said, excuse me, can you take my cup? I said, no, I'm not the, you know. And then somebody, another old lady says, there's no more toilet paper in the bathroom. Could you
Nice.
And I was like,
hey, friend, ask the brown girl to go put more toilet paper in the... Yeah, because, so, I mean, every Jewish old lady is named friend.
Hey, listen, so Valentine's Day is coming up, and so I'm reading
Dottie.
A survey.
Dottie?
Women, you're married. Women, Johnny, you're single. I'm sorry, but, and Jeff, you're married.
No, listen, don't be sorry. I'm happy. I'm happily single.
So when you were married, though, did you have a chia, a mistress?
I was totally faithful to the woman that I was married to at the time. But if I did, what's the question?
The question is, they're saying now that el hombre gasta más dinero en la chia que en la esposa para Valentine's Day.
Bueno, la realidad es que tú quieres impresionar a la segunda mujer, porque
your wife is the one that stays home, takes care of your kids.
Yeah, but you got to keep the other one around, man. Yeah, you got to treat the other one nice and make it seem like the wife is second hand.
She's already used to whatever. You know, it's like, okay, cool, no problem. I'll get you a bag that says, you know, Michael Kors and the K is backwards or something, you know?
Michael Kors.
Yeah, the street bag, the street Michael Kors bag.
I mean, you got to think about it. You know, he wants to impress the new chick. Because that chick is always there. He gives her a call and she's ready with the panties off.
Michael Kors bag.
No, that's the mistake that these guys make. You have to treat your wife like every day is Valentine's Day.
That's very true.
Oh my God, I love you, Johnny.
I say the truth. You have to teach them that every day. The only thing is, they don't appreciate anything in the long run. And they don't. The side one, you have to train them from the beginning. There's, if I had done this, okay, if I was, because I was very faithful to the women that I was married to at the time that I was married. Sure. Please, no me ayude. You have to explain to them at the beginning, no matter what, that she is the side woman. And if you can set those rules at the beginning, you're not going to have that problem come Valentine's Day.
That is one of the problems that men make is that they don't talk to the side chick and put her straight. They have to say, hey, listen, you're the side chick. You know, I have my wife. Don't call me after 10 p.m. Sure. Don't be texting me or anything like that.
Yeah, but a lot of times those side chicks eventually want to marry you because you guys are, I'm sorry, you guys are not smart. They want to marry you.
It's got to be hard.
And they'll track you down. They'll go to your wife's house and track you down.
Yeah, that's true. Not that that's ever happened to me, but that's true. Now, the truth is you have to lie to your wife and say the truth to your girlfriend or your chia. And I explain to you real easy. You can go to your chia and tell her, listen, mommy, it's my wife's birthday. I got to be with her, with the children. She'll understand. Tell your wife that it's your chia's birthday and see what happens.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That will work.
Yeah, okay.
There's so much more to manage with an affair today, too. Years ago, it was just the telephone, you know?
Oh, no, now you got to cover up your Facebook. Because if your chia sees a picture of you and your wife on the Facebook, she's going to get pissed off.
See? It's rough, man. It's not easy to have an affair.
My brother-in-law is now on Facebook.
Hookers.
Right,
hookers are the answer. Yeah, my brother went on Facebook.
And guess
first.
Who he friended? The first couple of friends were...
Old girlfriends. Yeah, they're always looking for people.
Porque la razón es que cuando tú te metes a Facebook la primera vez, lo primero que tú haces es buscar a tu ex-pareja.
Those are his first friends.
Yeah, of course.
Because you want to see how bad she's doing now that she's left you.
She looks rough. One of my brother's ex-girlfriends looks a little rougher on the edges. She was rough looking years ago anyway. But
I have to say, though, my brother-in-law looks good. He's not bad looking.
Yeah, my brother didn't lose his hair like
me. I'm telling you, I mean, you got, they're good looking. The thing is that you got the dud one with the job and stuff, this guy. The other one's rich.
Hold on. My brother-in-law.
You got the hippie one.
Quick question. If you would have met Jeff's brother before you met Jeff, would you have went with him?
She would have been like, meet me out of here. Bye.
Would you have went with him? Would you have slept with him?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
No, okay, Carol.
He's
come
not
on.
My type like that. No, but Johnny, my brother-in-law, you know why he's well off?
You got a big wallet. She'd bang my brother in a second.
He married the...
on his wallet.
Yeah.
He married the CMO of Wawa, so...
But she wasn't...
She wasn't that before that.
Though. Yeah, you're right.
She wasn't in...
You're right.
She worked in a bank.
You're right. She was a vice president
so she,
of
she hit it rich?
Yeah.
Well, how did that happen?
She was just a career driven woman, you know.
No, when I was dating you, she was always the vice president of Citibank.
No, she was in human resources.
But she was the VP.
She would hire and fire people.
Are they happily married?
Yeah.
Damn.
20 there you go. 20 27 years or something already.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
That shit is like a brotherhood, not even a marriage. It's like, wow.
Yeah, that's my last...
Y mi suegra te manda saludos, huevín, también.
¿Tu suegra?
Sí.
Me manda saludos. Sí. ¿Todavía está con el jevo?
Sí, todavía está.
Van
a comprar una casa juntos ahora.
Wow, no me diga. Are they going to invite me to their home to the home morning party?
Look at Johnny's face.
La viejita, right? La viejita?
Sí, sí.
Yo, and Evelyn doesn't look bad for her age.
My
she
mother?
Looks great, yeah.
You could be Jeff's stepdad.
Okay, listen, I had Dr. De La Russo done. Thank you very much.
Oh, we got
leave me broke and lonely. Thank you.
The laser
much.
Eyes done? I don't know. Yeah, there's my mother. My mother was cute over here. Yeah, she's way down here. Yeah.
Never. The guy ain't bad either.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the ears.
No, es el papá que murió hace como...
Yeah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. My mother's going to be 87 this year.
Look at that. God bless her.
She's robbing the cradle with her 81-year-old companion.
He is younger than her.
He is younger. Yes, he is.
Un baby.
Sorry I brought this up.
I guess your stepdad is doing a MILF, huh?
Yeah, I got. Yeah, exactly.
My question is, at that age, how often do you think that they actually engage in sexual activity?
Speaking of not talking, not
okay,
not because it's not because it's your. God,
he's not talking about my mother. He's talking about old people in
as
general.
As much as I really want to know that, I just looked at Jeff's face and he looked like he threw up in his mouth and swallowed a crack.
Yeah, I would.
I mean, come on, the thought of that guy having your mother bent over on the kitchen
God!
Table or something like that.
Stop!
At 87, things are hanging all over the place.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Jeff in the bathroom right now. Just throwing
it. Exactly.
But you know who also is dating a younger guy is J Lo. She's now with Drake. After 2 weeks of dating, Drake...
Now, is that official? Are they...
But they say that after 2 weeks of dating, Drake bought J-Lo a $100,000 diamond necklace from Tiffany. After 2 weeks.
That ass is magic, right?
What does a woman do to get something that expensive? I mean, have you ever guys...
I wish you knew.
Oh, I had a girlfriend that was named Holly. How's it going? Oh,
thank you.
Ring the bell.
Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Have you seen her rear section?
Okay.
That's worth at least $100,000 to me. Okay. If you have it like that, that's nothing. He's got it like that.
Yeah.
And what can you give that woman anyway?
That's like, how do you please somebody like that?
And Casper still wants her back. He's always posting stuff. He wants her back.
Is he the dancer?
No, okay. Casper.
I get confused.
Weigh it out. Casper wants her back. Obviously, you know, she would buy him his apartment. She bought him an apartment.
Oh,
she bought him a car. Of course he's going to want her back. She doesn't need any of that with Drake. But you know what I think it is, though? That whole relationship with J-Lo and Drake is not going to last. J-Lo is the type of woman that she needs to protect the man. She needs to take care of him. She's not the one to be taken care of. That is why her and Mark Anthony didn't last long.
Because he was the protector there.
Yeah, he was the protector. He was the provider.
But you know what? I always thought her best partner was P. Diddy. I think they were a good couple, even though
she put a gun up her snatch, you know.
Yeah, she did. That was the story.
But
right?
That's how she became J Lo. That's how she became J Lo.
Keeping it real, I like
keeping it real. No, but what about with Ben Affleck?
I don't know about those two. I don't know.
By the way, I'm sorry. You know, with the time that J Lo and Ben Affleck were together, I mean not Ben Affleck, P. Diddy were together. Remember all the fat Latino girls with the braids and the bandana on their heads?
Oh, yeah.
The bellies out?
Was he Puffy then? Was he Puff Daddy?
But I can't remember. We went to a party. I forgot. There was one of the awards dinners right after something that was going on in Radio City. And she was with Puffy, and Mark got there. And Puffy had Mark escorted out.
Really?
Yep, from
the
event.
But you know what's funny, though? Mark said he was divorcing, his wife right now.
It's like a big F.
Once J-Lo got together with Drake, he's now reconciliated with his wife again.
Well, no, they're divorced already.
No. It was in the news last week. They're probably getting back together again.
I mean, she'd be a dummy if she do if she does that. I mean, obviously,
Think Mark is like, no quiero estar solito, so J-Lo is getting together with Drake.
Mark could get any chick he wants.
Yeah, but his
and
wife...
a couple of guys, too.
Exactly. There you go. If he wanted.
But also, listen, he's got. If I'm going to go with somebody, I'd go with Mark. What the hell?
Not true. Okay, so you're openly saying that you would let Mark bend you over?
Okay, let's not get crazy, guys.
I was a little late, sorry.
Hey, one more thing about J-Lo.
Sound effects are slow here.
I don't agree with. You know how she's always posting those sexy photos of herself on Instagram? A lot of people critiquing her. She's too old to do that. They're actually calling her granny now.
Ellos simplemente tienen que dejar la cosa. Es una mujer que se ve muy bien, una mujer madura, que se ve muy bien para su edad. The haters have to stop hating. That's it, plain and simple.
Yeah. A lot of women
you
and
look
men.
Good. You look good, man. At any age, just show it off. You know?
Yeah, she looks great. God she looks her. Great, yeah.
Because the whole world isn't 22, so people who are 40 look at that and like, oh, yeah, you know what I mean?
40 is the new 18 now, do you know?
40 is really? The new 20. I didn't hear about that one.
Wow.
How about 21? Watch yourself.
I like him young and tight.
Do you have anything we need to talk about before we get out of here?
You just sprung it on me, Carolina.
Oh, my God. Does this happen all the time?
That's all right, but that's why he's Jeff Jensen.
Thank you. You want to see scary. There's a picture of Tanya Harding. Remember Tanya
Harding?
Oh,
yeah. She looks like shit.
You see this?
She looks like an ice skating rink after being ice skating.
Like somebody skated over her. I don't say that.
Before they passed a Zamboni, right?
Right on her. She got Zambonied in the face.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Does she look horrible?
That's just shit.
Did you see the couple that died 11 hours apart? They were married for 70 years.
Yeah.
And Ruth, I forget their last name, Bauer. Ruth was 92. She died at 7 o'clock in the morning. And William, who was 97, died.
How old was the ages again? I'm sorry.
92 and 97. They were married for 70 years.
And they died 11 hours apart?
11 hours apart.
She died first and he died 11 hours later.
He couldn't live without her.
Did he know that she had died?
I think he knew she had died.
Because maybe that could have been what, you know, made.
They say that can happen, right?
Yeah,
they can
broken heart, broken heart. Yeah.
Sorry to bring up such a happy topic. I thought it was an interesting story.
But I think that if, God forbid, something happens to Claudia, I think that would be, I don't think he could go on.
Are you kidding me?
He'd be eating pussy 20 minutes later. Who are you fucking kidding?
I get the first call. Johnny, listen, Claudia died. Can you do me a favor? Oh. You know, I'd be like, what do you need? You know, some consulting. No, can you watch the kids? Because I'm going out.
I'm going to the carousel. I'm going to Wiggles.
I'm doing his voice.
Teddy's farting on spoon.
Oh, my God. 516-637-3254 if you want to get a hold of me. Email me, carolinacadillo@gmail.com. Guys, I'm all over Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at Carolina Cadillo. Webin, give us your information.
At Webin1 on Twitter, at Webin on Instagram, Webin Molina on Facebook. Guys, Webin Show, 8 p.m. to 9, Monday through Thursday. You guys can check out a brand new Webin Show on Monday. Also, follow us on YouTube, Webin Show, and the fan page, Webin Show.
That's right, and you can follow me, Johnny Familari, Instagram and Twitter. Just look for me. I'm the cute guy.
That's be me.
Are you still doing your mixes, too?
Yes, I am. As soon at a site near you. We're going to let you guys know I'm have something in the works.
Yeah,
really?
Excellent.
That's not bad, man.
And, guys, if you want to donate to our GoFundMe page, it's, you know, for our studio. You guys can see we need to update it. So $1, $2.
Nose clips for when the people come here to guess because the dog is out of control. For real. Have you guys thought about doing something about that?
Well, he's actually out. Good news. Remember I told you he's now seeing a new doctor. The old Dr. Patel left his, his vet. He's off the heart medication.
He's off phenobarbital.
Oh my God. Quick question. How much have you guys spent on this dog as far as the heart medication?
2 days ago, Jeff. What was the visit cost?
$200. But that was shots. The yearly shots and stuff.
By the way, these people are getting their first check from Revolver and they already owe it to the vet.
Yeah.
But the $100 food that we had to spend a month, it looks like we could take him off that medicine. The medication food, right? Yeah, medication food.
He was on a special diet.
You were spending $100 a month on food?
No, that's what it would have cost if we spent.
And then, Jeff, what are the drops for his.
That's to maintain his.
I would have dropped the dog. Dropped it from the sixth floor.
Can I tell you something?
I had to spend all that money on
the most messed up thing of all was the fact that I would go into the pet food store. And the diet he was on, It was the most expensive can of dog food in the whole store. It used to freak me out. $3.50 a can.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well, why don't you give that universal dog food that all dogs mostly eat? It's called leftovers.
Oh, you know, my mother was telling me, my mom was giving me this whole spiel. She was telling me, you know, years ago, you just cut up scraps and that's what you fed the dog.
In Nicaragua, my grandmother just cut up whatever was left over, gave it to the dogs.
In Nicaragua, they probably eat whoever just died.
Kids were raised on leftovers. The dogs are going to enjoy it. Don't worry about it.
Tio Domingo died. Feed him to Rover.
Jeff, you're from Minnesota.
Oh, my info? At Jeff Jensen Show on Twitter, The Real Jeff Jensen on Instagram, Jeffrey Jensen on Facebook, JJ the DJ at Opt Online for emails. Oh, thanks. Who donated? Someone donated to the GoFundMe. What's his name?
Yes, $20.
$25 from somebody.
$25. Thank you so much. I forgot it. I'm sorry. I forgot your name. But thank you so much.
You want to advertise in this thing or call us 516-637-3254.
Do you guys have like a different special shout out for depending upon how much they put in? Like if you put in a dollar, you're like, yeah, thanks to whoever. If you put like a 50, oh my God, thank you. You had a great thing.
You
get like
the same,
different levels?
You get the same shitty thank you, okay?
All right. Then you're going to get the same shitty thing that I gave you last time.
Thank you for stopping by, guys. Guys, have a great Friday. Love you.
Hey, great weekend, everybody. The Caroline Cadillo Show is a JJ production.
Yes, it is. Hope you like the throwback, everybody. Have a marvelous weekend. That's it.